And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mecca, and Corey Sandin.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Brandon, having such a good time with you and your co-hosting. And we had Bodan from Two Fish Jigs in the world headquarters, and just some great conversation. And
it's always, for me, just such an honor to come in and sit with you and do this. I've been listening to this radio show my entire life. My father raised me listening to this radio show. Big shout out to him. Happy Father's Day. Sitting next to one of my closest friends in the world, which is you, and now having my business partner come in, Bodan.
Bodan, it's been
a special day for me. I'm really having a great time.
And I had never met Bodan. Bodan's a super cool guy.
Super nice guy.
And he had to leave. He's got he's a pastor, and he's got his congregation waiting. And
he's got a sermon to give.
Super cool. Just kind of a unique situation, really.
Absolutely.
And so if you missed the first hour, you can always go back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and listen to it. That and in the archives of the past shows, too. And you missed the fact that Rick and Pete are both on their way to Sitka, on their way to Kingfisher. And they're probably, I'm guessing, about 45, 50 minutes in the air on their way. How about that?
Or to one of the great destinations
on
this planet.
Just a cool place to go. Yeah. And so we finished off with our Brian Woolley and our fish report from Dana Wharf. And we're going to continue on with the fish report. We've got the surf guru, Mr. Gundy Gunderson, on hold here. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Well, doing very
well.
Lots
of good stuff, man. Lots of good stuff. Hey, you know, something Willie said, I think, helps us figure out this striped bass puzzle, and it's anchovies, you know.
Yes.
The fact that there's anchovies. And, you know, the streaky water might not be good for fishermen, but the bait will hang in that off-color water, will feed in that off-color water. So you have cleaner water mixing with this off-color water. So but it's, I think that's what's drawing the stripers, because I got more striper catches. I sent you a nice picture this week, Corey, of a dandy. I don't know. It looked like 10-pounder.
I'm pulling Brandon right now. Yeah.
That would be a bucket list fish.
Right?
I would love a striper from the surf.
Now's the time, man. Now is the time. Like I said, still plenty of streaky off-color water. It's slowly warming. That's a positive. And like I said, the stretches of cleaner water are productive. There was a little swell stirred in, so some junk, a little salad in the water. So there are challenges. But like I said, catches are being made, and here's the perfect example. You know, Hook, Line, Sinker reported lots of eelgrass and kelp in the water and some off-color water, that kind of thing, hunt and peck type of deal. But steady barred perch fishing, more halibut in the surf line, mostly, you know, 18 to 28-inch fish, but that's improving. But again, the big story up here was the striped bass bite on that same stretch we've been talking about, Carpinteria to Ventura River mouth. Lots of 48-pound fish. Anglers reported several fish in a session, and they said lots of bait. The stuff's on the bait early in the morning, and that's where the guys are making the catches. Big fish wrapped up their halibut derby, and we spoke about that 41-inch fish. Probably wouldn't get beat. Well, I'm wrong. They caught a 42-inch fish this week. Taken off between the Seal Beach Pier and the Seal Beach Jetty on a sardine red belly flash minnow, 42-inch fish. That's got to be right around 30-pound class off the beach. That'll stop your lure.
That's crazy.
Jerk bait of all things.
Right?
Yeah, that's 240-inch fish in that derby there. So that's something that's something special there. They also reported lots of juvenile sea bass showing in the shallow. That's a good sign that we're headed in the right direction. Hogan's reported several corvina catches along Capo Bay beaches. Water temps up to 64 degrees. Same situation. You look at a beach. What I like to do is early in the morning, get up on a bluff, especially in Capo Bay there, and look down the beach, find the cleaner stretch, and go fish the cleaner stretch. It's that simple. Pacific Coast reported streaky water, but lots of bait with it. And in that bait, lots of striped bass. I sent you that picture, Corey, that 10-pounder. We had another report at the shop. A shop regular took a striped bass on 3 consecutive days fishing hard jerk baits off Torrey Pines. Other catches were reported off Del Mar, Cardiff. The hard jerk baits are probably working best. The sand crab, I think, was a little outlier, but you could fish them with bait, soft jerk baits. There's so many ways you can fish them, you know. Anchovy, though, you know, if you're not going to lure fish for them, set up on a jetty and fish anchovies, chum a little bit of the anchovies, and you can draw some striped bass to you. Now's the time if you got it on your bucket list, Corey. It's time to fish for one.
I know it, man. That's such good times right there. And that, man, it's just like you said, the trophy around. And it is, yeah, I'll tell you what, there's nothing that gets me fired up like calico fishing and like drifting through and target fishing. But the striper and the halibut in the surf, dude, you got my attention. And
Torrey Pines, 3 stripers in 3 days. If you're a San Diego County guy and you had 3 stripers in a year, you killed it. You know,
right?
Just 3 in 3 days is amazing.
I know. It's such a cool thing, Gundy. And you spend so much time putting these reports together. And it's one of the cleanest reports of the week. And it's awesome to hear your report every week. I'm into it, Gundy. Thank you.
I appreciate it, guys. Hey, you know, I get this information from those small tackle shops, and you know, you got to support those small tackle shops for this reason alone. Just you get the skinny, you know. Walk into a Walmart and ask the guy where the halibut are biting. You know what I mean?
Well, when you're talking hook, line, and sinker in Santa Barbara, it's a tiny little shop. When you're talking Pacific Coast, it's a tiny little shop with Hogan's and Dana Point,
Wiley.
Wiley's, they're all small shops, but they're the nucleus of what the heck's going on in that area. And it's like when you step into Fisherman's Landing or Seaforth or Dana Landing, there's a nucleus of what the heck's going on in that zone right there. So, Gundy, we appreciate
it. It's a different level.
It is, and we appreciate every week, and we look forward to next week as well. Thank you.
I love doing it. You know that, Corey.
You're the man, Gundy.
Great show, Corey. You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week.
Okay. Happy Father's Day. See you later. And it's time to get out and get your gear ready for summer. Check out surffishtackle.com. Again, surffishtackle.com for the newest in surf fishing gear. You can also check fishthesurf.com to help you make a better angler of yourself when you're fishing the beach. And should we jump into the text or the calls? What do you want to do?
Let's go into a text.
I have one for you.
Oh, do you?
You ready?
Yeah,
I'm sorry to jump on you.
Oh, no.
I couldn't wait to hear this. It says, good morning, guys. And this comes from Troy in Newport.
Nice.
Now, that's right. We fronted this before our break, too. So Troy in Newport says, good morning, guys. This question is for Brandon. Do you find CNC jigs you make swim the same jig to jig? And for those that don't know, CNC is the computer generated, you know, they're perfectly cut every time. So his question again, I'll start over. Questions for Brandon. Do you find that the CNC jigs you make swim the same from jig to jig? I found that most every jig off the shelf swims a little to a lot different from jig to jig. With the precise CNC cut, are they identical? And thank you from Troy.
Well, thank you, Troy. That's a great question. You know, I up until recently was of the belief that CNC jigs were all, if not the same, at least very similar. And now after Bowden and I just came back from Bahia de Los Angeles, and we did so much product testing while we were there and had such amazing, like epic, all-time yellowtail fishing. I found that there can be some wide differences in a CNC jig. I'm told that there's, in those CNC machines, there's up to 10% roughly, like kind of change rate, the margin for error, I suppose. And that 10%, as we know, as surface iron addicts, can make all the difference, you know. And of our CNC jigs that we were fishing while we were down there, all of them were good, but some were great, you know. And before this trip, I was I'm a lifetime, you know, Taddy Salas guy. I love those two companies first and foremost, you know, and have forever. And so I'm of that preference to have that size of lure. Let's call it a Taddy 45-ish size of lure. And Bodan had created a much larger profiled lure, a lure we called a Giga. And for me...
Is it a CNC?
It's a CNC jig. Okay. And for me, a large...
It's called a Giga?
It's called a Giga, yeah.
It's a gigabyte.
Yes, but
I wonder if that's where it comes from.
I don't know, but the opposing,
yeah,
it is the largest thing that we make, the largest surface lure that we make, and I was kind of just not into it. I I've never even tied one on.
But so the price differences too. I mean, for Troy Newport, like a CNC jig versus
a hand cast jig.
Bodan was sand cast.
Almost double for a CNC jig, and you're paying that double price for
the computer. Cheap.
It's not cheap, and it's a more, you know, it's not a guarantee, but it's more a likely scenario. You are going to get a very good jig. And when we went down to Bay of LA, and he was trying to convince me to fish this Giga, this large size lure, I was not into it, you know. And then eventually he got me, and I tied on one of these Gigas. And come to find out, that particular jig, the first one that I ever tied on, is one of the best lures I've ever had attached to the end of my rod.
Interesting.
And this is coming from a guy who owns one of the world's largest antique surface iron collections, which is me. I've been obsessed with it for most of my Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop career, and I've developed a tremendous
collection
over the years. After all those years, I had this one Giga that swam as good, if not better, than pretty much anything I've ever
Interesting.
Owned. And that just went to show me that of the CNC lures, they were not all the same, because the very next one I tied on was good, but it wasn't the top of the pyramid, one of the best jigs of all time.
So then let me ask you, is the process, I have no idea, and I'm sure listeners want to know, is the metal different? I think with a CNC, you're starting with a block of aluminum.
Sure,
Then it's shaved and cut down.
No, it just has to do with vibration in the machine, is what I'm told. You know, I've never ran a CNC machine myself, but I'm told that the vibration in the machine can allow for, you know, these micro differences.
Okay.
And in the world of surface iron, you know, a micro difference could be a major difference. And,
right.
And we've been very, very fortunate. We make everything locally in San Diego, in the United States of America, in San Diego, California, and our local CNC shop that does our CNC work does a phenomenal job, does a great job. And we gave them a great template to start with, but out of that CNC machine has come A-plus jigs, which I don't think, you know, having sold and fished many, many, many different CNC jigs, I don't think many other manufacturers out there are offering a CNC jig that can do what ours does.
So, what is? I mean, I don't want to say I'm clueless. I mean, in many ways, I am, right? But so what? I say that laughingly. But what is the lineup like? We talked about the Midnight Rider with the tuna, the sinker style, Eddie Baum style jig.
Sure.
Surface iron, CNC.
I'll give a brief rundown of what is currently available in stores. That's not necessarily to say what is to come and what is have in the...
And to redefine it, you can only find them at Seaforth and at Fisherman's.
Yeah, you have to go to a premium tackle shop. You know, if you want to go to the tippy top of the best of the best, you go to Fisherman's Landing, and if you want to go to an almost good place, you go to C4 Sport Fishing.
Marcus would argue. That's what argue.
And I'd love to have that argument anytime.
Oh,
but,
my gosh.
In my opinion.
But just to clarify, and that's because Matt's involved with C4, you're involved with Fisherman's, and right now that's the production level. It hasn't reached above that.
We are a small three-man garage operation, and it's tough. It's tough to keep your head above water, you know, especially when the popularity has gotten kind of, you know, the fire has kind of raged out of control.
Surge.
And so in our line that we offer, we offer...
The Eddie Baum style.
Yeah, sure. It's called a Midnight Rider.
Midnight Rider.
Eddie Baum is dead. That word, that term is dead.
Okay.
It's the Midnight Rider. It's the number one jig in San Diego County right now, and it's only available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop and C4 Sport Fishing. So go get yourself one. But in our line, we sell the CNC jigs, which would be the Giga, which would be our largest. We have a 300, a 270, and a 240. The 300, 270, and 240, same lure. Same lure. They just have different hole placements.
Okay.
The Giga is just a supersized version of the those JJs, the 300, the 270, and the 240. We now recently introduced a small version called a Mini, which I fell in love with while we were down in Bay of LA. I think for La Jolla and local kelp beds, it will be a game changer. It is a small jig that has big jig energy. And we also make two different yo-yo jig styles. So we make one we call the Zinc Donkey. It's a zinc lure.
Which would be heavier than...
Heavier than your normal, I don't know, pot metal or lead style jig. We also make another lure we call the Brass Monkey, which is our smallest yo-yo jig that we make, but our heaviest yo-yo jig that we make. It's a small profile bait that we found at Cedros. Truly outfish any other yo-yo jig that we fished 10-1. It was astronomical how effective this small, super heavy profile jig was. You know, it's very popular right now in our tackle shop, at least. I don't know other tackle shops, but our tackle shop, these tungsten lures, they're all the rage. They're the hot new girl on the block, and everybody wants to buy themselves a tungsten lure. Well, our small brass lure called a Brass Monkey is as heavy as any of those lures, and it is the same length. It is a small, super heavy jig that we prefer for yellowtail, but I'm sure before too long, guys will find that they are equally as effective for bluefin. And that currently is our lineup, we're sold at your premium tackle stores, and we're just trying to keep up stock.
Right.
So why don't we go into the phone?
Let's do it. How about
let's talk to Jim in National City.
Good morning, Jim. Happy Father's Day to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you guys. Brandon. I just talked to you the other day. But anyway, I got a couple of things here. You know, when I come into the tackle shop and I visit several different ones, I come in chewing. I mean, you could sell me the whole tackle store. I mean, I'm so hot to buy, you know. But the thing of it is, you know, I've dealt with Brandon a couple of times. And one time in particular, I came in. I was going to go on a overnight trip, and I needed a knife jig. And I brought a couple of mine in, and then there was another knife jig on. They were pushing. The fishing industry was pushing. And I came in, I talked to Brandon, I said, hey, man, what about this knife jig? And then he took a look at my jigs that I had in my box, and he goes, hey, man, save yourself $40 and fish this jig. I don't know what it's called, but it was like a zebra-type knife jig. Not knife jig, but a trendy jig. And he goes, save yourself $60. This here, these two lures you got right here are perfect, you know. To the point I'm trying to make, he could have easily sold me two or three knife jigs at $40 to $60 each, but he had the integrity to be honest, and that's what you get in that tackle shop, not only with Brandon, but up and down those salesmen, because I've dealt with a lot of them. I dealt with Vance, of course, Rick, and Dallas, you know. Those guys all got integrity, man. They're not going to sell you. But I'm going to get off that now. I want to say on fishing surface lures and rods, maybe, Brandon, you'll tell us what reel and rod. Somebody asked you about the rod. But maybe set us up on the 40 to 50-pound test on a jig stick. And I want to mention one more thing. I also get that. It's a competitor of your guys's, but Squidco Joey and his dad John down there have always been perfectly honest with me. And I'll tell you, integrity is, as far as I'm concerned, is as important as fishing knowledge. So anyway,
yeah,
my question.
Good stuff, Jim. Yeah, and happy Father's Day to you, and we appreciate the call, and we're going to get to the answer there. And, Jim, have a good, great Father's Day.
Thank you so much, Jim. Those were all, I really appreciate all your kind words. I hated the last part, but all the kind words before that I loved. As far as upselling anybody in the tackle shop, that's nothing we would ever do. It's nothing we ever have. You know, we want people to have the right thing.
Success.
That's it. We're all
period.
Fishermen. We want everybody to go fishing. The business side of it comes way, way on the back end of it. Like, we want everybody to have the right thing to go catch their trophy fish, because we recognize this is probably your big, you know, trip of the year, and you're trying to go out there and catch a fish, and we want everybody to do too. So we will always give you the best recommendations.
What about reel? What do you?
So as far as rod and reel, I would say if I was selling 100 guys 100 jig sticks, I would say 90 of them, I would kind of try to lean them towards a regular 9-foot, preferably all glass jig stick. Especially if it's an entry level type thing, don't go straight to the 10-foot rod or even longer. Go stick with a 9-footer. A CalStar 90J will never fail you. You know, or a Seeker. Seeker makes a pinhead 9-foot jig stick that's wonderful. And as far as a reel, I think, in my opinion, the best surface iron reel on the market is a Trinidad 20.
There is no better.
I just don't think anything competes with it or even close. But there are other good reels out there. Certainly, you know, I fish a lot of toriums, you know, because I'm not rolling in money necessarily.
Yeah.
And I can buy two torium 20s for the price of one Trinidad. And for my purpose, having two jig sticks rather than one jig stick a lot of times is a more beneficial thing. But if money were no object, I'd always buy a Trinidad 20A.
I think you're right on. I mean, I love it too. And we'll get Dave Hansen's opinion on it too, right? And it's the fishdope.com tip by Captain Dave Hansen from yoursaltwaterguide.com, and it's brought to us by Fishman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your reservation for your processing long-range trips. Now, with the addition of the new team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservation today. Good morning, Dave, and happy Father's Day. Very special day for you and everybody else.
Absolutely, Corey. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Thanks for having me on the show. And, Brandon, when I saw that brass monkey, I think you guys posted it on Instagram or something, I thought exactly what you just said. Okay, cool. Yellowtail, yeah, fun. If you drop that thing down on a big meter mark on that bluefin net, I would think that you'd have to cut him open to get it out. I think they're going to slurp those things right up. That thing looks... First thing I thought of, it's going to sink fast. It's going to get down to those fish before the knife jig, and they're going to inhale that. So
I'm thinking
I was thinking pretty right. Yeah, I think that's a cool jig. I like the way it looks, and then being out of breath, the thing's going to sink like a boulder. It's going to get down to that fish quick, and that's the key to that nighttime bluefin thing. When that captain says, we're on them, drop them, you've got to, kind of like the old days, rock cod fishing. Corey, you got the spot's the size of a table. First guy's down there just get stopped on the way down.
That was a good bit.
Yeah, so hey, I was in the studio yesterday and we did the show live, and my goodness, so many people are so...
We had to clean up after the hurricane. Hurricane Dave came through, and I had to do some cleanup in here. But yeah, it was cool. If you missed the show, you can go back on the app and listen. It was a great show, Dave, and awesome listening to you. And
so many people were stoked, Corey, to see the studio itself, because we did the show live in the studio on Facebook and YouTube, and so many comments because so many people have listened to it for 30 plus years, and they were just super excited to see the inner workings, how Rick and Pete put the show on. And so it was a good deal. It was really fun, and I had a good time. But then I went down to the launch ramp and just hung out. I just wanted to see what's going on down here, and there were so many boats that came in that said they saw lots of yellows on the kelps.
Oh.
They didn't bite, but they saw I probably talked to 30 different boats as I hung out at the launch ramp, and so many guys coming home from the pens were stopping on patties that had yellows on them, and they were bigger yellows. One guy had two, and both fish were over 20 pounds, kelp patty yellows. So that was something I didn't even know was going on. So that was inside information. I just got off the launch ramp. So that bodes very, very well for what's coming. I think it's with the bluefin, and now some kelp patty yellowtail, and then yesterday, oh my gosh, San Clemente Island decided to give it up, and boy, there was some phenomenal yellowtail fishing down on the east end and up in the middle front side of the island. There was some really fun yellowtail fishing yesterday at Clemente, and like Willie said, they got anchovies. Oh my gosh. It changes everything. It allows everybody on the boat to catch a fish when you're running the half day or the three-quarter day and you got anchovies in the tank. It's a totally different world if you're the captain. It just makes it so much easier to actually allow everyone to catch a fish. So that's kind of cool.
Dave, with that chovy, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that chovy is what Brian Woolley was talking about. It's the same chovy that Fred on the Daily Double yesterday had a couple legal white sea bass, too. And that's half-day fishing, and that's what brings that stuff to the boat, man.
You know as good as anybody, Corey, as a former bait hauler, that anchovy changes the whole thing out there on the water. It's hard for the new people to throw a 6-8, 8-inch sardine out in the kelp. It's big, like your partner Brandon was talking about. That's what they fish for where he comes from, the bait we're using. You know, so it's a life-changing event when you get some anchovies on the boat. It's a big deal. So hopefully we see more of that in the mix as we move along here. But the table's set. Everything's going to be phenomenal this year. The volume of bluefin finally just showed up at a just popped up in a bunch of different areas. That's all good. There's lots of monsters, and then there's lots of smaller fish. The islands are biting. Sea bass are trying. Catalina's trying to give us some sea bass. They're trying. And today's a huge day. Besides being Father's Day, today the limit went from 1 to 3 at midnight last night.
And the commercial fishery opened also.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to get us some sea bass to eat.
Right.
You and I can't catch them.
Right.
Since you and I can't catch them, Corey, we can at least go down to Point Loma Seafood now and buy some fresh sea bass.
I know it, Dave. And if anybody wants to sign up for fishdope.com, you can save $30 if you use hookup now. It's all one word right there, lowercase, no space, hookup now, and you'll save $30 off your membership to fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Dave?
Gang, check me out at Your Saltwater Guide, yoursaltwaterguide.com, Your Saltwater Guide on every social media platform that there is. And I'm sitting right across the street from you. I can see the world headquarters. I'm over here at the Holiday Inn getting ready to leave to go get on my airplane to go see my beautiful wife, Kelly, and my monkey.
Yeah, Marley's waiting.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, good times, Dave. Well, certainly an honor.
Thank you very much, Corey.
And yeah, appreciate it for sure, and look forward to hearing your report next week. And yeah, like I said, if anybody missed yesterday's show, you can go back to the archives on the app and listen. It was a fun show, Dave, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Brandon, I'm going to walk over there. I need a brass monkey to show on my show.
Well, there come on is. Down. I'll hook you up. Thank you, Dave. The man.
All right.
All right, you guys.
We're in the
world
headquarters here. Come on down.
Yep, I'm walking over.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll see you in a minute. All right, and that's brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries, and they're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and the charging status by using an app on your iPhone or your Android device. Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norsk Lithium. Check NorskLithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor in L.A. or Anglers Marine in both Anaheim and Lakeside for your Norsk lithium batteries. And we're going to be right back. We're going to be taking your calls, text them more when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer. San Diego, if there's one thing we like, it's choices. And with a Ford F-150, you have a range of pickups for any job. With great offers on a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability. Whether that job is getting heavy things where you need them to go, getting things done, or going from 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds, tough, this smart, and capable can only be called F-150. Get ready and go get your own. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to the Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090. Sitting here in studio.
In the world headquarters.
In the world headquarters, yeah. And we're filling in for Rick and Pete, and we're just so happy to be here.
Having a great time, and it was really cool the first hour having Bodan in here. And,
totally, yeah.
And he's a pastor, and yep. Like we had a text, fisherman.
Yeah.
All related to fishing, and he had to get to his congregation. It was really cool having him in here. If you missed the first hour, you can go and listen to the archives, and it was super cool. And yeah, if anybody wants to join us for the next segment here, it's just Brandon and myself.
Yeah, we have a couple of phone lines open, so please feel free to give us a call. The phone number is 213-432-1090, and the text
is only done through the app.
Only done through the app, and that app works amazing, and we've been getting a tremendous amount of great texts come through.
Yeah, and make sure you do leave your name, contact, and where you're from.
Yeah.
So that we're flipping a coin at the end of the show,
yeah.
And giving away a couple $100 worth of two fish jigs.
Yeah, we're giving them our whole lineup. So yeah, please don't forget to leave your
Midnight
name
Rider
and
in there.
Name and information. Midnight Rider is in there. Yeah, and they're super hard to get in San Diego County right now. So one lucky caller or texter is going to get a bag full of them.
How about that? That's kind of cool. I want to win that. Do you have a text?
I do. I'm actually. I was reading one right here. It's morning. It's Dave Cummings from Hesperia. I have a couple questions. Number one, what's the hottest jig for the night bite? And what's the minimum pound test recommended for that night bite for the big ones? Thanks, and that's Dave Cummings from Big Boys Charters.
How about that? Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
So what about line seven?
Well, in my humble opinion, I think, especially the way things have been over the last week or two, there's just zero reason to ever go below a 100-pound test. I would
like that'd be on the light end.
It kind of would. You know, the most common thing we're putting on guys' reels in the shop right now is everybody's coming in and requesting 150-pound wind-ons, either fluorocarbon or monofilament. But I would tell everybody that comes in the shop, please, please don't go out there undergun. Go at least, at minimum, 100-pound. There's been so many giant fish hooked and lost, you know, so many opportunities at a fish of a lifetime that have gone away to light tackle.
How heavy would you go, Brandon? I mean,
I don't know. You know, the when it comes to fishing a bit large lure, a super heavy lure, a lure like the Midnight Rider that weighs, you know, 450 grams or so, like there's you don't have to finesse them. You don't have to go, you know, super stealth or trick or anything like that. Go as heavy as you possibly can. You know, I wouldn't shy away from 200 pounds. You know, you could put the most common leader
we sell. For night fishing, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. The most common leader we sell at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop, the best tackle shop in all of San Diego County, is a 200-pound fluorocarbon leader, and there's just no reason to go any lighter than that. You know, especially, you know, that Midnight Rider is a small profile lure, so it's not uncommon for them to choke it all the way back to the stomach, you know, and so if you give them if you give a 200-pound fish the opportunity to tug on you for a couple of hours, they're going to chew through whatever, you know, was on the business end of your rod.
And they're so, bluefin are so different in the fact that you might be pulling on his right side, flat side, from the right, and then it goes straight, back up, and then now it's on its left side, and
they're so
like,
squirrely. There's no telling what they're going to do. They're going to run at you. They're going to go this way. They're going to come high in the water column. They're going to dog you low in the water column.
Don't go light.
Please don't go light.
Yeah. You know, sitting in the world headquarters here, Brandon, it's so cool. I mean, we're watching all this bluefin being unloaded, right? Yeah. You can probably hear the intercoms.
Yeah, we're
over the mic.
We're right in the mix of the heart of the season, and there's so many boats pulling back into the dock right now with limits of bluefin.
We were just watching the Daily Double takeoff. We had mentioned them about catching a couple white sea bass, and they had some calicos on their way out. Man, I wish I was on there right now.
Yeah, it's an exciting place to be this time of year.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. How about we jump into the line?
Let's go in. Let's talk to Doug in Montebello. How you doing this morning,
Doug? Good morning,
Doug. Hey, Doug, question. What are important to you? Bass in the jig or the colors?
No. I mean, for me, you know, 100% the action. You know, the color makes zero difference to me, but I understand the guys that it does. You know, we talked about it earlier in the show, but confidence is everything in a fishing lure. And if you believe that you are going to get a bite on that lure, that's the hot lure, that color is going to work, then it's going to work because you're going to fish it hard. But for me, my personal opinion, when it comes to a surface iron, something that they're only kind of getting a silhouette of and a profile of, color makes basically zero difference.
And thank you for the call, by the way, Doug, and happy Father's Day to you too. And you could have that chartreuse or a hot pink surface iron. If it swims, it's going to get bit. Like the swimming action is primary to the whole thing. But you could have the sexiest looking paint job on a jig, and it look darn good. And if it's not going to swim, it's not going to get bit.
And that's the vast majority of the time. Of course, like in anything, there's no absolutes to anything. You know, I've seen odd scenarios where color did play. You know, like I'm looking out the window here at the world headquarters, and I'm reminded of a time I went on the San Diego with Matt Brawla before he ever drove the San Diego or worked on the San Diego. He was a passenger, and Stinger, rest his soul, was driving the boat, and we were fishing the...
Ray Montero.
Ray Montero, and we were fishing the lee side of North Island, and it was a gloomy, overcast, dreary day like today, and Matt Brawla had this Salus 7X that was a
a black and white swirl.
Yeah.
And he put a clinic on for this entire boat that was legendary. I mean, I think I can't recall exactly, but let's say there was 15 surface iron yellowtail caught on that boat that day. I think he had 12 of them.
Wow.
And maybe I had two, you know, and it was all, you know, well, not all, but a lot of it was thanks to this dark-colored surface iron that he was fishing that created a silhouette that they could see. Because we were getting a crazy amount of follows. They would follow your jig right to the boat, but they weren't. They were quite that a roll on it. They couldn't.
And if you can see them following it,
mm-hmm.
the gig's up.
Yep.
Like that. By that point, the 99% of it is done.
Yeah. And also, you know, there's probably something. Just maybe it's something very small. There's something off about your presentation, and you should.
So, I'll share something with you. And so, in my whole MC swimbait thing. Mm-hmm. The whole invention of the slug for the calicos came from my love of fish and surface iron.
Mm.
And you don't know that, Brandon, but so you can't get very deep in the kelp, right? And
yeah.
fish with surface iron. You can't, I mean, you can kind of fish it on a leading edge and down some alleys, but the amount of attention it draws is what led me to fish the slug. It's basically a weedless, not surface iron, but it swims and you can get it to do what you want. And that's what led to the passion of that whole darn thing.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm sharing that with you today, and listeners don't know it either. But that's the whole gig right there.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
I've seen with your weedless bait. I think your 8-inch weedless is probably my favorite calico lure of all time.
Well, you're dictating and drawing the bite,
it could be
a jumbo.
It's incredible how much attention from big fish that particular bait gets. You know, it's like a magnet. It will draw big ones out of the bases of the kelp stock. And I have seen, whether it's Cedros, whether it's Southern California, whether it's Northern Baja, I've seen there are times where the color, but I more equate it to the silhouette. There's times where that lure is drawing fish like a magnet, but they're not quite committing, and you change to maybe a darker profile or maybe a lighter profile, and all of a sudden those draws and follows turn into commits, and now you're
rolling.
Now you're getting bites from the largest fish that habitate that.
I love it, man.
You
get me fired up for sure, right? I've got a text for you, Brandon, and it says, "Good morning, Corey and Brandon. Happy Father's Day. Brandon, please talk about appropriate two-fish jigs for Cedros, both surface and yo-yo. Thank you, Cheer and Cardiff."
Wow.
That's
great question. And,
yeah.
and it just reminds me of good times. Because last year, you know, I've been working at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop for closing in on 20 years. And
20 years?
Yeah, and I've always, helped people and sent people to Cedros Island and suggested them the lures. And I knew, you know, basically everybody that I know goes there at least, you know, once a year on kind of a pilgrimage, and I've always wanted to go. And last year, when I kind of joined the two-fish jig team, I went with Bodan and Matt Brawla to Cedros, and it was one of the rare places that lives up to my expectations or the hype or the build-up to the trip. I was just blown away by what an amazing fishery that was. And when we got there, we had, especially on the first day, the single best surface iron yellowtail fishing I've ever seen in my life, bar none. I mean,
Cedros.
And I've been all over.
At Cedros?
At Cedros.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been all over and been super fortunate to do all kinds of things. And this was the best surface iron yellowtail fishing I've ever seen in my life, which was day one. And when we would come back to the dock at the end of the day, at times I almost felt bad. You know, like our boat would be plugged with yellowtail, and other boats, you know, had some success, but not near to the degree that we did, and one of the contributing factors were our two-fish jigs, more importantly, the CNC jigs that we were fishing, the 300, the Giga, the 240, the 270, all of them just kind of dominated while we were down there,
So I have a little story for you, too. On our Let's Talk Hookup trip last year with Rosie, and I fished with two gentlemen the entire trip, and one of them was Bucky.
Hmm.
And Bucky somehow knows Bodan. I didn't even know his name at that point.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So he was fishing the JJ jigs, he called them,
yep.
You know, and or at least that's what I had known, right? Now I know him as two-fist jigs.
Sure.
And he was absolutely cooning the yellows.
Is that right?
Seriously. That guy, Bucky, was hooked up on the stern. Like, if there were eight fish, he had four of them for three of us.
Wow.
He had half a fish.
Wow.
Seriously.
I would highly suggest to anybody going to Cedros, if you are going to pick up an assortment of jigs, I would grab, you know, a CNC jig or two. But also, I was blown away when we got down there. I didn't necessarily go down there. I didn't at all go down there with the intention to yo-yo jig fish. But when we got there and we found after the first day, the fish weren't necessarily on the surface as well as we would have liked them to.
And that happens.
Which it does happen. The fish were way down in the water column, so you were kind of forced to either sink out the surface iron, which we did a ton of, and we had great success doing, but also fish a yo-yo jig. And at the time, the Brass Monkey, our small brass offering that we sell, was kind of in its prototype stages.
Yeah.
That particular jig above, I won't name any other company's names, but over your most known competitors, let's say, it dominated every other yo-yo jig we had on that boat 10-1. It was astronomical how well that small profile, super heavy jig worked for Cedros specifically. It was like a game changer, that Brass Monkey.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
And before, you know, that was before we ever came out with the Zinc Donkey. Now that we developed and came out with the Zinc Donkey, I can't wait to go back to try that lure, because the Zinc Donkey has like a fluttering action to it. It whiffles on the sink, and I feel like there was so much suspended fish while we were there at Cedros. I feel like that fluttering action, as I've seen it happen here locally and especially at the islands, that fluttering action can be a player, you know. And I feel like when we were at Cedros, that would have been would have been really effective, and now we offer something that does that.
Yeah, it's definitely for sure. I was looking at her text, Brandon, that come through the app, and shout out to Al, the sports barber, man. He's fishing the kelp right now and catching calicos. Yeah, he sent a picture of, looked like about a 40-plus pound sea bass. I don't know, it wasn't from today, but yeah, that he had on
getting me all fired up.
On an iron, actually. Yeah. So he was sharing that. But I also have another text. And thanks again, Al. That's super cool. Great to see your pictures and posts and stuff. Al's the man.
Is he?
The sports barber. Yeah, Dana Point. Yeah, soulful dude. Hey, Corey and Brandon, great show this morning. What does make a jig swim in the water? I'll bring this up because it's a loaded question, right?
Yeah, that is
okay,
a loaded question.
Again, what does make a jig swim in the water? Is it the taper on the hip of the jig? And happy Father's Day to all the dads. Arnie and Vista. Thank you, Arnie.
Yeah, that's such a loaded question You know, you could ask 100 guys, and you might have 100 different answers. But I think, to put it simply, I have no idea. I have no idea.
But here's the thing. Like, I have found, I mean, that almost every surface iron will swim.
To some degree.
To some degree.
Yeah.
And so you have to work with the jig, the given tight on the end of your line.
Yeah.
To figure out, is it a slow swimmer? It might swim best at a fast speed. It might not swim at all at a fast speed, but fish is great slow, which is great for barracuda and calicos, you know. But I think from my mind, am I right? I mean,
yes, for sure, but, you know, for the lures that I'm seeking out, that I'm thirsting for, that I'm trying to obtain, that I don't want to have to do any of that. I want my jig to be great,
right?
You know, and there's no way to ensure that to an absolute degree. You can, you know, up your chances by buying a quality, you know, a more reputable quality lure, like a two-fish jig, like a Tatty, like a Salus, something, or like a JRI, you know, one of these companies. You can up your chances by buying a quality lure.
I know that. I know if Brandon's involved, and I know if Matt Brawla is involved.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, I just met Bodan for the first time this morning. Soulful dude.
Yeah.
You know, but all I have to know is Brandon and Matt are involved, and done deal.
Yeah, I would not sell it if I did not believe in it. But take it from me. There is nobody has figured it out to perfection. You know, and I don't believe anybody ever will. Like, every jig that you purchase has an opportunity to swim great, and there's nobody that can guarantee you their jig is going to swim great every time. But you know, I'm looking for a jig that when I cast it out has some amount of
a potential of doing it.
Yeah, but some amount of diversion from its pattern.
Which,
you know,
which, if you talk to Danny Wade or one of the boys, it's called the kick out.
Yeah, the kick out is what I'm looking for, and it doesn't.
So,
you know,
and that's like the jig swimming, like mesmerizing the fish, and it's darting back and forth, maybe 6-8 inches, do.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it gets that 2 to 3 feet swing way out and back in the line swimming again. Yeah, at that 6 to 8 inch, you know, little kicks, and then it gets to kick out all the way to the left again.
Sure.
That one's going to get bit.
Yeah, and I love that style of swim, you know, but I also love, like, a butterfly, something that's squirrely that goes kind of hunts all around, and that's kind of what I'm looking for, but there is no guarantee in any of it when it comes to surface iron fishing.
Listen, we're running up against our time. We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this $200 package of JJ Jigs, I want to call them. It's Two Fist Jigs. There it is right there. Thank you, Brandon. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Like a Bap, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Steph Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost. But not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
Man, it's been a really good time with you, Brandon.
I had a blast.
I know. It's a lot of fun. I'm meeting Bodan and Two Fist Jigs and just kind of a really cool story, the whole thing, right?
Yeah, it's a great way to spend a Father's Day. And once again, I want to reiterate, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
I know. It's a pretty cool thing for sure. Happy Father's Day. There will only be one winner today, though.
Yeah.
Of the $200 worth of jigs. We're going to flip the coin.
Yeah, it's good.
See if that's going to a texter. A caller's going to a texter.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. The texter is Gary White in Lawndale, California. Congratulations, Gary.
And I think he's even got the nickname of Iron Man, yeah?
Does he?
I think so.
I've never heard that nickname.
Yeah, I think he does. He can correct us if we're wrong, but yeah, I think he's Gary White, the Iron Man. Yeah, good times. And Brandon, so where can people find the jigs? We've mentioned it already a couple times. It's super simple, but
yeah, as it stands now, we are in very few tackle shops. And first and foremost, that'd be Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. Secondly, it'd be Seaforth.
And there are some other jigs available at H&M, soon to be Point Loma. And we hope to be everywhere in San Diego by the end of this year.
Well, that's a super cool thing, and look forward to that. And, man, we had such a fun time today. And next week's shows, we got Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks here next Saturday. And Captain Bob Cook on Sunday. Captain Bob Cook and Dave Marciano and Nancy from the Wicked Tuna Show, they're going to be in here. And that same day will be the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea reception for the Captain's reception at Dana Landing there. So that'll be a fun one there. Appreciate you listening. Thanks to Adam for keeping us going. Thanks to JP. It's been a huge help today. Picking up my hiccups. All right. Hey, we're going to see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hiccup app, the Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio.